Good morning, everyone. I'm Lewis Graham. Thank you all for coming. And I'll be presenting factors influencing depression and anxiety among Black sexual minority men. I have no relationships to disclose. Research and theoretical suppositions suggest that Black sexual minority men may experience more depressive symptoms and anxiety disorders than their male heterosexual and Black female counterparts, and at minimum, parallel those of their white sexual minority counterparts. Very little is known about factors that influence the psychosocial health of Black sexual minority men. However, identity development, violence, discrimination, and harassment and coping may play important roles. Mayer 2003 concluded in a meta-analysis that the odds of gay and bisexual men experiencing an anxiety or mood disorder over their lifetime were twice that of straight men, and there's accruing evidence that indicates violence, discrimination, and harassment are critical factors in the mental health status of ethnic and sexual minority men. Issues related to identity development among Black sexual minority men include conflicting loyalties between Black and LGBT communities, concerns of rejection by the community, being challenged in racial and sexual identity integration. For some, ethnic identity may be more salient, and there's an increased likelihood of experiencing marginalization, subjugation, and stigma. There is some evidence to suggest that positive racial identity development may be related to positive mental health outcomes. Poor sexual identity development may be related to negative mental health outcomes and active coping may be related to positive mental health outcomes. To date, few studies have been conducted that investigate the relationship between depressive symptoms and anxiety and the aforementioned constructs that we talked about, identity development, VDH, among an exclusively or predominantly Black sample of sexual minority men. So the primary aim of this study was to examine the relationships between depression and anxiety, ethnic and sexual identity development operationalized as Black identity achievement, and sexual identity and internalized homonegativity, violence, discrimination, and harassment, and coping skills among Black sexual minority men. Consequently, the primary research questions include, are internalized homonegativity, violence, discrimination, and harassment significantly positively associated with depression and anxiety? Is Black identity achievement significantly negatively associated with depression and anxiety? Is there an interaction effect between internalized homonegativity and Black identity achievement on depression and anxiety? And finally, does coping skill level moderate the associations between depression and anxiety and internalized homonegativity, violence, discrimination, harassment, and Black identity achievement? This is just a model that represents these research questions. So the University of North Carolina at Greensboro served as the primary study site. However, participants were recruited and surveyed at a variety of sites. Snowball sampling techniques were used, and participants completed an online battery of surveys. Instruments administered included the Center for Epidemiologic Studies Depression Scale, State Trait Anxiety Inventory, the Black Racial Identity Attitude Scale, the Perceived Ethnic Discrimination Questionnaire Community Version, and the Brief COPE. So for data analysis, we included a number of additional terms outside of the primary research questions, one being a proxy for intersectionality between race and sexuality, which was included in the regression equation as an interaction term, though we recognize that using this interaction term is a poor proxy for intersectionality because we're assuming additive properties of identity, which aren't very likely. But instead of not including any kind of measure in the equation for intersectionality and not having any other better measure, we decided to include this interaction term rather than leave it out. To test coping as a moderation variable, we crossed coping with the internalized homonegativity variable, the race variable, the race internalized homonegativity interaction, and coping with the violence, discrimination, and harassment variable. Covariates included in the regression equations are age, income, and education. And so initially, all base variables were entered into a regression model predicting SES-D scores, or depression scores and anxiety scores, with interaction terms added last in order to determine the statistical associations for the full theorized model before a beta coefficient, significance, strength of dependent independent variable correlations, and the amount of variance were taken into account to force variables to drop from the model. And then finally, we use stepwise independent multiple regression analysis. A bit about the demographics of the sample: 77% indicated homosexual orientation, 77% self-identified as gay, 13% same gender loving, 50% indicated a Christian religious affiliation, 33% spiritual. The second table reports the proportion of participants indicating which identity component was primarily involved in the majority of violence, discrimination, and harassment experienced in the previous year, community sectors with the highest prevalence of violence, discrimination, and harassment, and primary identity component implicated in violence, discrimination, and harassment across sector. So of those who experienced any violence, discrimination, harassment in the past year, 44% indicated their race as being primarily involved, 32% indicated both race and sexuality. Of those experiencing any VDH indicated that they experienced VDH most in public, in retail, business, and consumer settings, and criminal justice system at 52%, 43%, and 33% respectively. And for those experiencing, the majority of those experiencing VDH in public identified both race and sexuality as being primarily involved. The same for retail and business settings. However, with criminal justice system, the majority indicated race as being primarily involved. Univariate correlations, education, income, race variable, coping, the race and internalized homonegativity interaction, and the coping race interaction term were all significantly negatively associated with both depression and anxiety scores, and the internalized homonegativity variable and violence, discrimination, harassment were positively associated with both SES-D and STAI scores. The base betas for the base variables, not the interaction terms added into the equation, the betas for both depression and anxiety were significant for internalized homonegativity and violence, discrimination, and harassment. However, when we added all of the interaction terms to test coping as a moderator, internalized homonegativity betas remain significant. The violence, discrimination, harassment variable became non-significant, and the race and internalized homonegativity variable became significant. And it's not shown here, but we went back and entered just the race, internalized homonegativity, violence, discrimination, harassment, and interaction term, and the internalized homonegativity and VDH variables became significant again. So finally, summary of the stepwise multiple regression analysis. We see that violence, discrimination, and harassment and internalized homo negativity explained a large portion of the variance in both depression and anxiety scores, though for depression, VDH explained more of the variance, and the reverse was true for anxiety. We have significant models and betas there. There are a number of limitations, including snowball sampling, which can produce samples that may not be accurate reflections of the target population, and thus the results may not be indicative of the actual trends within the population. Also, small sample size coupled with a high number of independent variables for possible model inclusion meant that power was low, R-square values may be overestimated, and confidence intervals for effects and predicted values may be overly narrow. Also, that there may have been possible skewed distribution on the race variable. So in summary, a high percentage of the sample screened positive for likelihood of both depression and anxiety. Experience of violence, discrimination, harassment appeared chronic. Race independently and race and sexuality together were implicated most as driving factors in experience of VDH, and participants experienced VDH most in public places, retail settings, and criminal justice systems. So the race variable, coping variable, and all the coping interaction terms dropped out of all of the models. Also, age and income were excluded variables that were close to being included in the final model for depression, and age and the race variable were close to being included for the final model in the final model for anxiety. Additional qualitative and quantitative research needs include exploring the causes of VDH in community settings in which VDH is most prevalent. Also, further validation and development of measurement tools for Black sexual minority men, and better understanding and getting a better understanding of identity development among this population, including the influence of spirituality and religious institutions. We should increase anti-discriminatory policies in community settings where VDH is most prevalent. Public health practitioners should work to decrease negative attitudes and beliefs regarding ethnic and sexual minority identities, and service providers should help clients alleviate internalized homo negativity and avoid VDH. So in conclusion, this inquiry sought to produce scientific evidence that could inform health and quality of life promotion related to VDH and internalized homo negativity or identity development. And findings of the study further develop the conceptual framework of mental disorder acquisition by Black sexual minority men.